God desires our happiness and fulfillment. To be happy, we need to put our priorities in order. For some, their ultimate priority is power and control, pleasure and sexuality, their health, their jobs, and sometimes even grudges and hatred. Jesus, the Word of God, reminds us, "Whoever loves his father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." In other words, whoever puts someone or something above Christ as their top priority is not worthy of him. How often do we pray the Lord's Prayer? The first part of that prayer is addressed to God as Father. We pray, "Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as in heaven." We pray to place God first among our priorities, God's will and his reign. After that, we ask for what we need. "Give us this day our daily bread." We recall Saint Paul, who was probably close in age to Jesus. Paul at first was an ardent Pharisee Jew. There were no half measures for him. He believed that to claim Jesus had risen from the dead was blasphemy. He felt it was his duty to wipe out these followers of Jesus. He approved of the stoning of Saint Stephen. Then he experienced a conversion moment on the road to Damascus, which totally turned his life upside down. He heard the risen Christ say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" From that moment, he committed his life to spreading the message of Christ. His life ended in Rome in 64 BCE, when Emperor Nero had him beheaded for being a Christian. The many letters he wrote to different communities in Turkey and around the Mediterranean have become important parts of our Christian scriptures. If we want to know what living in God's reign looks like, then we focus on Jesus. We meditate upon him in the Gospels. Jesus taught, "Whoever loses his or her life for my sake will find it." In other words, if you want to find your life, to what fulfills you and brings you happiness, try losing yourself for Christ and God's reign. If you are willing to lose your life for God and his kingdom, you will find it. This is how Saint Paul decided to live his life. Jesus teaches us to show great hospitality and receptivity to others, especially to other followers of Christ. If we consider ourselves followers of Christ, then we look at our relationships with others to see if we are welcoming and generous. If we are not welcoming and generous, in what sense can we call ourselves Christian? Welcoming others and thus opening ourselves to receive the gift that comes from them could mean moving beyond one's comfort zone and fears to engage in listening to others and their points of view. Perhaps the one we receive and show hospitality to is a prophet, a person of God whom we need to hear. Perhaps that person is one's spouse, son, or daughter, whom we want to ignore. Perhaps that person is a street person for whom we give a glass of cold water, not knowing if that person is a follower of Christ or not. Welcoming new ideas can also be a way of putting God first in our lives. We are open to stretching our beliefs and knowledge. We overcome our fears of embracing the teachings of Vatican II and Pope Francis. We are open to new insights from science and history. God's prophetic voice can be heard in many ways. So often we put self-interest first, our safety, security, rights, entertainment, freedom, health, control, power, desires, and wealth. We put the focus on ourselves and what we want, not on someone or something greater than ourselves. We forget that as followers of Christ, we are to welcome and receive and show hospitality. In doing so, we may find God revealed to us. We examine our lives. Are God and His kingdom our first priority? Do we recognize the face of God in people we encounter day by day? Who are the ones we stretch to receive? Who are the ones we do not want to listen to or hear? What is my attitude toward opening myself, toward a deeper understanding and knowledge of others? How much time do I give to allowing Christ to love me? How am I giving glory to God? When we pray the Our Father, do we truly desire God's will and God's reign happen on earth as in heaven? Do we desire God to be first in our lives?